Hello, listeners and watchers of Van Life and Chill. I'm your host, Forrest Stevens. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. It's just basically going to be an update about my life right now. And this isn't a solo episode. This is just an update to basically tell everyone that I will be going on a short hiatus. I'm actually currently traveling right now in my van, as you can see behind me. You can see the road behind me. I don't know why I pointed out behind me, but yeah, I'm in my van right now. And we're traveling, and it's just a little bit too hard for me to do the podcasts on top of the other film projects that I've got going on. So ever since we left in the van in April, I've been releasing these backlogged episodes that I shot over video conferencing software. I use, it's irrelevant what I use, anyway. So I've been releasing those backlogged episodes, and I haven't really been able to film any more of them. I've only filmed one podcast while I've actually been on the road, and instead I've been filming the van tours for different media. And I've actually filmed, we left in April, mid-April, I have filmed 38 episodes, and I'm recording this the day before I release it, so that's pretty accurate, although I'm filming three more today. I'm filming one in like 45 minutes and another one in an hour and a half and another one after that. So, yeah, so it's been really, really great for that. I've been filming a ton of episodes. They've been doing really well. And it just doesn't make sense for me to continue doing this podcast right now. It's never a good sign to hear a host say that. And also when a show has some sort of hiatus, it's never a good sign, of course. But that doesn't mean that this show is gone forever. I understand that there's some loyal listeners who really enjoy this show and some people who have found really great value from the conversations and interviews that I've done on this show. And I have found a lot of value by doing it as well. I talk to some really interesting people. I get to hear some really interesting stories, get some insights into the lifestyle beyond my own experience. And I just, I get to meet more people while I don't actually have to go out into the world and meet them. I mean, the internet, as much as it has its downsides, it does have its upsides when it comes to being able to meet people that you might not ever otherwise meet in this world. So it's been really great in that respect. And I've met people who I've later actually met up and filmed with. Karen and Jen is an example from A Planet to Roam. Those was a couple episodes ago, and hope to meet up with a few other people that I've done episodes with as well, possibly on this trip. Eric and Marilyn, and maybe even Jesse. So there's, and Amanda, who I've met before prior to filming a podcast. But anyway, so it's really great to be able to meet those people virtually and then meet up with them and film these van tours, because the van tours are really much more impactful. It's more of a visual format than a podcast anyway. You know, this podcast is on my second channel now, for Stevens, as opposed to originally when it was being released on different media. Different media has a much bigger audience. It just makes sense for me to focus on not only what works, but what brings more people more value, because I can change more lives that way, and I can have a bigger impact. And that's the idea here, really. And I do like these long form conversations because I can get into things that I don't necessarily want to include and cover in my van tours and interviews and mini documentary series. I can really get deeper and deeper into something, and it lends itself obviously to be a more audio platform type dealio. I mean, that's what podcasts are supposed to be. It being video is makes it more of like a show, which is not really something that I'm really that interested in. I'm not really interested in creating a show around the podcast. I just want it to be a podcast. I do the video because that's how you kind of get and gain an audience. But the numbers are good, and that's encouraging for me to continue doing it. And when I have more time, and maybe I'm once again at the homestead, you know, we're on our way back we'll be back home in 2 weeks to the homestead, where there's not as many people I can film with, not as much going on in that respect. There'll be tons of editing, lots of other projects I'm doing, and all that, but I will have a little bit more social energy that I can maybe redirect into the Van Life and Chill podcast again. So if you guys want to see more episodes, please comment that in the comment section below. That will be highly encouraging. And if you want more podcasts from me, I'm not going to stop my other podcast, which is called Tripping with Forrest, and it's on this channel as well. I release it fairly sporadically, but I try to do an episode a week, and it is much more about me talking. It gets into some kind of esoteric type things, some self-development, some self-discovery. Occasionally I'll interview someone who is in that realm as well, whether they're into therapy or psychedelics or just mind-expanding experiences of any kind. So that will still be on this channel. And if you listen to podcasts, go check that out on Spotify. Once again, it's called Tripping with Forrest. I will continue to release there. Continue to check out the content here. I'm releasing actually a new kind of travel series about our adventures across Canada, and that's on this channel. So lots to check out. Just a slight change here, brief hiatus, and hopefully we'll be back if everything goes well. And thank you for everyone watching and listening, and I hope you stay tuned when we are back.